Good morning, I'm Michael Lyne. Welcome to Events Calendar. We are going in this morning to the sounds of the Brandenburg Concerto, and a warm welcome this morning to my special guest, David Hill.
Good morning, Michael. It's very nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. You are in town for Baroque fireworks with the Omaha Symphony Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Holland Center, and you've just been in a day or so from London.
That's right. Having a great time and working with the orchestra, who are marvellous, and we're working hard at this, as you say, Baroque music. It's marvellous to play it, because I think for them it's something that they don't do very often. So to be able to work it in detail, which is what we're doing, I think is revealing lots of things about how we make music together. Really, it's as if you're playing chamber music. So it's marvelous.
Explain the difference very briefly between Baroque music and symphony music that we tend to listen to, Romantic music, for example.
I think that the disciplines, the discipline of playing good symphonic music comes from playing earlier music, so Baroque music. But I think for an orchestra that is usually playing to 80, 85, or even possibly more players on a regular basis, then to reduce it quite a lot, you know, down to sometimes even 20 or 30, you're asking them to be much more in tune with each other about what it is they're doing. So if you like, you know, their musical antennae are up and having to kind of really respond to what's going on around them. So I think this is they love it, because actually, in a way, I think they feel as if they're more involved also in the the real engine of the performance, as distinct from just being part of a bigger engine that's just, you know, making a wonderful sound. So I think it is a great discipline, and something obviously that they enjoy doing, and they've really entered into it brilliantly with a real sense of Baroque style, which I'm really looking for, and they're very malleable to that.
Symphonic music that we tend to listen to a lot is from the Romantic era. It's lush, sweeping, full of great orchestral resources. And Baroque music, or Baroque, as you say in England, of course, is more restrained, refined, chaste, and that might lead one to assume that there's a lack of passion in there. But for people that know Baroque music, that's really not the case, is it?
Absolutely. This music actually requires as much visceral energy, you know, from the players. In some respects, it probably requires even more, because of what I said about the way they have to play to make up the kind of energy in the music. The energy is really central to it, but I will use the American term, the Baroque dance, which it's all based in, is something which really does have to have energy. We all know that if we're going to dance to music, it has to have music that you can dance to. That is to say that the rhythm tells us something about that. So in fact, far from just being very restrained and kind of, you know, flaccid, it's actually very, you know, very firm in its conviction that you must, you know, really start with a sense of a phrase moving somewhere, take it somewhere, then start a new one, and so on. So in fact, it's quite tiring. It's like short bursts of running. You know, it's not a marathon. It's not like a huge symphony where you go on for sort of 60 or 70 minutes. It is actually short bursts, but actually quite tiring in its own way.
Let's listen to one of those short bursts right now on the instrument you'll be performing on in the Brandenburg Concerto, the harpsichord. There's an interesting kind of propulsion there, and certainly if you ever have the time to sit down and listen to the various component parts, you get the sense of how that all fits together. I mean, Handel, Bach, Mozart, we're all masters of counterpoint, and it's one of those things, the weaving of those rhythms, that makes that so compelling, isn't it?
It is, and the bit we've been hearing, or it's in the background, I think, this is the, if you like, the cadenza in the first movement of the Brandenburg Concerto, when, you know, put it into modern speak, the harpsichord just goes off on one, you know, it just absolutely takes off about 3 or 4 minutes, and it gets more and more intricate and faster and faster and faster. And it was, I think, probably a way in which the harpsichordists of the day, and Bach in particular, who was of course a genius in all respects, but particularly as a performer too, could tell everyone how good he was.
The symphony has a new harpsichord that you'll be performing on.
It's stunning, absolutely stunning.
What makes it stunning?
Oh, well, it's just been beautifully restored. It's a, I think it's a 1974 instrument, but it's been wonderfully restored, and it sounds just glorious in that beautiful hall which you have here, which is absolutely magical, I have to say. I think it's one of the great halls.
You'll be joined in the Brandenburg Concerto by symphony soloists Maria Harding, flute, and Anne Beebe on the violin. Also on the program, a host of other things which we're not going to be able to go over, but I'll mention Marcello's concerto for oboe and orchestra, Handel's Entrance of the Queen of Sheba, and also this very, very familiar piece. Well known and well used at weddings all over the place, and notable for me in particular, having lived in England for many, many years at the beginning of my life, as the background to a particular cigar commercial.
Was it the air on the G string? I'm not sure. And maybe it is that sort of smoky music, isn't it? Yes, probably it is.
Yes. Well, it might have been the air on the G string, but
well, it could have been the other. But you know, it could have been this. We're not doing it as slowly as that, it has to be said. And that's just, I think the idea, of course, is that Pachelbel, who wrote this canon, just basically gives the bass instruments the same tune for about, I don't know how many it is, 30, 40 bars, and they just sit there and they just play the same notes. But they do have to shape them slightly differently depending on what else others are doing. But interestingly, it was never a string piece originally. It was originally an organ piece. So that's probably why it's regained, dare I say, some interest in being used at weddings. There's perhaps an organ arrangement around it.
Of course, the interesting thing, too, about many of Bach's pieces is that they are performance pieces now, but were originally written as exercises for his students.
Oh, absolutely. And the other day I was playing a piece that I always thought was by Bach, but actually he'd transcribed it from one of his predecessors at St. Thomas's in Leipzig, Fasch. And, you know, he did that, as he also did the Vivaldi concertos for organ. You know, he transcribed them for organ. He was very much interested in others' music apart from his own. So, yes, we're also doing this amazing Handel, which you've referred to, and in particular the fireworks music, which of course has the biggest and most, if you like, the most robust, and that's the really visceral sound from the rock.
And on its premiere performance, of course, they had fireworks and burnt the pavilion down.
Absolutely, it was a total disaster. It was, in that respect, I think musically probably fine, but if they could hear it. But you know, and the water music they were doing, that was, of course, done on barges that moved along the Thames, you know, and goodness knows what it was like in those days. But it was done recently, and all the music blew off the stands. I mean, it's something you've got to really kind of be ready for. It's going to be done all again this year for the Queen Elizabeth II's Jubilee, and they're setting it all up again with barges, with players, and all of that. So probably period costumes and the rest of it. So you never know, you might be able to see it on your screens over here.
Quite a pageant. My guest this morning is David Hill, who is the conductor, the guest conductor with the Omaha Symphony this coming weekend, May 12th, Saturday night, 8 p.m. at the Holland Center, in a program titled Baroque or Baroque Fireworks, the music of Handel, Bach, and others, and including the very, very fine Royal Fireworks music, and we'll go out on that. David, you are principally, I would say, also an organist, but you're turning to the harpsichord for this, and you are also conductor of the BBC, chief conductor of the BBC Singers, musical director of the Bach Choir in England, and guest conductor of the Bourne Symphony Orchestra. Very, very busy life for you.
It is, but it's fun. That's the thing, you know. Someone said to me, "It must be great doing what you do. You know, it's doing your hobby for a living." So there you go. So I can't be more fortunate than that.
Thank you so much for making time to be with us this morning.
Thank you, Michael. A pleasure.
You can get more information and tickets by calling 402-345-0606 or ticketomaha.com. For events calendar, I'm Michael Lyon.